Hi everyone, my name is Vaibhav Samant. I'm a business leader with over 2 decades of experience across sales leadership, business transformation, and entrepreneurship. Over my career, I have worked across industries such as consumer goods, retail, telecom, and consulting, leading large-scale operations and transformation projects across both startups and corporates. Today, I lead a fast-scaling agritech venture, Revasa Farms, that is building future-ready supply chains and sustainable ecosystems in India's fruits and vegetable sector. With this perspective, let's start and talk about the rural economy. This chapter explores rural communities, their unique characteristics, the challenges that they face, and the multiple livelihood strategies that sustain them. Understanding the rural economy is key to building inclusive policies and sustainable growth models. To start, let us look at defining the characteristics of rural communities. Rural communities are defined by their strong dependence on natural resources, agriculture, and traditional occupations. People live in close-knit groups where relationships and shared responsibilities shape daily life. Economic activities are seasonal, reflecting the rhythm of agriculture. Income is uncertain, and most families rely on a mix of farming, casual labor, and small-scale activities. At the same time, infrastructure is weak. Access to roads, electricity, education, and healthcare remains limited in many villages. Social structures are guided by tradition and kinship, which brings stability but also a slow acceptance of change. Understanding these characteristics is the first step towards appreciating how rural communities function. These characteristics directly influence the demographic and the social fabric of rural India. Rural India is home to more than 65% of the country's population. This large segment of society is defined by the kinship ties, caste systems, and community norms. Families are extended and neighbors are often treated like relatives, creating a strong support system. Cultural practices such as festivals, folk music, and oral traditions bind people together and preserve identity. At the same time, these traditions can restrict flexibility. Change is slower and innovation is sometimes resistant. This blend of continuity and caution is what makes a rural society both stable and conservative. Values like respect for elders and adherence to customs gives it structure but can also hinder fast progress. This is how culture binds people tightly in rural India. And this cultural fabric influences the types of economic activities in a rural households depend on. Agriculture is the backbone of rural economy. Most households depend on farming or livestock, with their incomes tied closely to the seasons. However, agriculture is rarely the only source of livelihood. Non-farm activities are also important. Rural households often engage in labor, handicrafts, or services to supplement income. Seasonal migration is another feature, where members travel to town for work when farming slows down. The mix of farm and non-farm activities allow families to survive uncertainty, but it also shows the lack of stable year-round opportunity in villages. A bad harvest, pest outbreak, low market prices can destabilize a household incomes overnight. This combination of activities helps them survive uncertainty. But these activities depend heavily on the quality of rural infrastructures and services. Infrastructure is the foundation for opportunity. Yet in many villages, it is weak. Roads are unpaved, electricity is unreliable, schools are underfunded, and healthcare facilities are scarce. These deficiencies impact every aspect of life. Farmers cannot transport crops efficiently. Children face barriers to education, and patients struggle to get timely treatment. Internet connectivity, which drives modern opportunities, remains patchy in many rural areas. Bridging these gaps is not just about convenience. It is also about giving rural communities equal opportunity to participate in the modern economy. One of the most important areas where these gaps are visible is education. Education is one of the biggest challenges in rural India. Many villages have schools in name but lack trained teachers, proper classrooms, or adequate material. Poverty adds to the problem as children are often pulled out of school to work and support the household. Dropout rates remain high, especially for girls. Social norms and lack of facilities discourage them from continuing education beyond primary levels. Adult literacy is also low, limiting families' ability to benefit from government schemes or modern job opportunities. Despite these challenges, success stories exist. Night school for adults in Rajasthan or smart classrooms in states like Kerala show that change is possible when resources and commitment come together. Improving rural education is not only about building schools, it is about breaking cycles of poverty, opening doors to the future. It is closely linked to education is the state of health and sanitation in villages. Health and sanitation remain two of the biggest challenges in rural India. Primary health centers are often understaffed with limited doctors, medicines, and equipment. Villagers may need to travel long distances to access even basic health care. This delay can turn treatable conditions into life-threatening ones. Sanitation is another issue. Though programs like Swachh Bharat Abhiyan have improved toilet coverage, cultural resistance and lack of water supply affect usage. Poor sanitation directly contributes to diseases like diarrhea, malaria, which reduce productivity and create a financial stress on household. In rural Bihar, survey has shown that many families do not consistently use these toilets. Improving rural health and sanitation is not only a social goal, it is directly tied to economic output. A healthy workforce is the foundation for a strong rural economy. Health goes hand in hand with the quality of housing and overall living standards. Culture is woven into daily life in rural India. Villages celebrate festivals, practice folk traditions, preserve rituals that reinforce identity and belonging. These cultural practices not only strengthen social ties but also support informal economic exchanges such as fairs and local markets. However, traditions can sometimes restrict progress. For instance, conservative social norms may limit a woman's participation in education or formal employment. Yet cultural continuity provides a sense of stability and resilience in the face of challenges. Community life in villages emphasizes cooperation, shared responsibility, and mutual aid. Values that urban centers often struggle to maintain. Beyond culture, the rural economy is deeply shaped by its dependence on the environment and natural resources. The rural economy is directly tied to natural resources like land, water, and forests. Agriculture depends on fertile soil and rainfall, while fuel, fodder, and building materials come from the forest and common lands. This heavy dependence makes rural communities highly vulnerable to environmental change. Droughts, floods, deforestation can destroy livelihoods overnight. Climate change is intensifying these risks, forcing many families into cycles of poverty or migration. At the same time, rural communities are rich in traditional ecological knowledge. Practices like rainwater harvesting, crop rotation, agroforestry demonstrate sustainable living roots in centuries of wisdom. When we put all these aspects together, health, culture, and environment, we begin to see the larger picture of rural life. Rural communities are unique ecosystems defined by their characteristics, demographics, tradition, and dependence on the environment. They show resilience and continuity, but face structural barriers like poor infrastructure, weak healthcare, and inequality. Key takeaways here include rural life is community-oriented, deeply cultural, and resource-dependent. Development is often constrained by the environmental risk and lack of services. Solutions must respect traditions while promoting modern opportunities. These insights remind us that rural India cannot be addressed with one-size-fits-all approaches. Effective policies and business models must work with the uniqueness of rural life. Now, with this understanding of rural communities, let us focus on the central pillar of rural economy, agriculture. Agriculture is the backbone of rural economy. It provides employment with food security and income to the majority of rural households. Beyond farming, it sustains allied activities such as dairy, fisheries, and forestry, creating a ripple effect on other sectors. In rural areas, almost every aspect of life, festivals, traditions, and households is connected to the agriculture cycle. Agriculture is just not an economic activity, it is a way of life. At the same time, dependence on agriculture creates vulnerability. Especially when land holdings are very small, productivity is low. Improving agriculture is therefore essential for strengthening rural economies. Let us look first at how agriculture serves as the primary source of livelihood in rural India. For most rural families, agriculture is the first and sometimes the only source of income. It provides jobs for the farmers, laborers, traders, and others involved in the value chain. Allied sector life, livestock rearing, poultry, fisheries further support rural employment. However, small and marginal farmers dominate the rural landscape, often with less than 2 hectares of land. Their incomes are uncertain, tied closely to monsoons and fluctuating market prices. Despite this, agriculture continues to sustain millions of families, remains central to rural survival. To reduce risks, diversification and support systems such as cooperatives, credit, and technology adoption are becoming increasingly important. This is why agriculture is often described as the economic backbone of rural areas. Agriculture is the foundation on which the rural economy rests. It provides direct employment to the majority of rural households and indirectly sustains many others through activities like transportation, processing, and trade. When agriculture thrives, villages prosper, markets become active, local businesses grow, and household consumption improves. But when crops fail due to droughts, pests, or price crash, the impact ripples through the entire rural economy, causing distress migration and reduced spending. This dependence makes agriculture both a strength and a vulnerability. It highlights the need for policies and innovations that stabilize farm incomes and improve resilience. Beyond its economic role, agriculture also ensures social stability and food security in rural communities. Agriculture provides more than income, it ensures social stability and food security. Families grow their own food, reducing dependence on external supplies. Communities celebrate agriculture festivals, reinforcing social bonds and continuity. At a national level, rural agriculture secures India's food supply, producing staples that feed millions. However, food security is not only about production. It is also about equitable access, affordability, and nutrition. Malnutrition persists in rural areas despite high food production. So, strengthening agriculture is just not about an economic necessity. It is a social obligation that ensures stability and well-being of the country. To achieve this, agriculture must be supported by strong rural infrastructure. Agriculture stimulates demand for rural infrastructure, irrigation canals, warehouses, cold storage, and rural roads, all developed to support farming. Better infrastructure reduce post-harvest losses and improve access to markets. For example, states with strong irrigation systems and road connectivity like Punjab and Haryana have higher yields and stronger rural communities. By contrast, areas lacking such infrastructure face distressed sales and poor returns. Investments in infrastructure not only improve agriculture output, but also create employment opportunities, further boosting rural development. But infrastructure alone cannot meet the demands of modern agriculture. Technology now plays a crucial role. Technology is transforming agriculture in rural areas. From improved seed varieties and fertilizers to mechanized tools like tractors and harvesters, productivity has increased significantly. Digital platforms and mobile apps now provide weather forecasts, price trends, farming advice directly to farmers' phones. Drones and sensors support precision farming while biotechnology improves crop resilience. However, access to these technologies remains uneven. Small and marginal farmers often cannot afford advanced equipment or lack the skills to use them. Bridging this digital divide is critical to ensuring inclusive rural growth. Along with technology, government policies also shape how rural agriculture evolves. Government policies have always had a direct impact on rural agriculture. Minimum support prices, MSPs, crop insurance, irrigation projects, subsidies all influence how farmers grow and sell their produce. Policies like the Green Revolution transformed India's food security, while modern initiatives like the PM Kisan and ENA aim to increase farmer incomes and improve market access. The effectiveness of these policies depends on proper implementation and awareness among farmers. Without strong governance, benefits often fail to reach those most in need. But even with policy support, the long-term health of rural agriculture depends on sustainability. Sustainability is no longer optional. It is essential for the survival of rural agriculture. Overuse of chemical fertilizers, deforestation, and groundwater depletion have created serious ecological challenges. Sustainable practices such as organic farming, crop rotation, rainwater harvesting, and integrated pest management protect resources while ensuring productivity. Sikkim, for example, has become a fully organic state, showing that sustainability can also create new markets and increase farmer incomes. Such practices align long-term environmental protection with economic opportunity. Let us now summarize the key takeaways and look ahead at future directions for agriculture in rural economies. Agriculture remains the backbone of rural India. It provides livelihoods, ensures food security, supports infrastructure, and sustains a social stability. At the same time, it faces significant challenges, fragmented landholdings, environmental risks, and dependence on monsoons. The way forward lies in modernization, diversification, and sustainability. Investments in infrastructure, access to technology, effective policies, and environmental-friendly practices will determine the future of agriculture. If agriculture is strengthened, it will not only reduce poverty in rural areas, but also accelerate India's overall economic growth. Alongside farming, non-farm activities are also gaining importance in strengthening the rural economy. Non-farm activities are becoming an increasingly important part of the rural economy. This includes small-scale industries, handicrafts, rural services, and new sectors like digital work and tourism. Such activities reduce dependence on agriculture alone and provide for year-round income opportunities. They also encourage entrepreneurship and skill development, especially among women and youth. Non-farm activities do not replace agriculture, but they complement it, helping rural households diversify and reduce risk. Rural households rarely depend on a single source of income. Alongside farming, they may run small shops, engage in wage labor, produce handicrafts, or provide transport services. Diversification spreads risk. If a crop fails, income from other sources provide a safety net. For example, many families combine farming with dairy or poultry to ensure stability. Encouraging multiple income streams not only make households more resilient, but also build strong rural economies. Diversification also creates new roles for women and youth, making empowerment a critical part of rural development. Women and youth are the drivers of change in rural India. Women play a central role in farming, livestock care, and household management. Yet, they often lack recognition, resources, decision-making powers. Self-help groups and microfinance have empowered women to start small businesses and practice in local governance. Similarly, rural youth are increasingly turning to skill-based work digital platforms, and entrepreneurship. Empowerment of these groups not only uplifts family, but also builds more inclusive and productive rural communities. To strengthen empowerment and entrepreneurship, government schemes and support mechanisms play a key role. The government has introduced several schemes to promote non-farm activities and rural enterprises. Programs provide training, credit, infrastructure, and market linkages. Initiatives like Startup India, Mudra Loans, and Rural Skill Missions aim to support small entrepreneurs. Such schemes help create an enabling environment where rural households can explore opportunities beyond farming. However, awareness and access remains a challenge, and many schemes need better implementation at the grassroots level. Government support is most effective when combined with local participation and private sector involvement. One area where this support has shown visible results is in the rise of micro and small enterprises in rural India. Micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, are expanding in rural areas. They include food processing, handicrafts, textiles, and service-based businesses. MSMEs create jobs, reduce migration, and bring value addition closer to the producers. For example, clusters of handloom weaving in Tamil Nadu or food processing units in Maharashtra show how local enterprises can generate significant income. With access to finance and markets, these enterprises can scale and integrate with large value chains. The growth of MSMEs demonstrate that rural India is just not about the consumer base, but also a producer base for the national economy. Alongside MSMEs, digital platforms and e-commerce are reshaping opportunities for rural households. Digital technologies and e-commerce are transforming rural economies. Mobile phones, internet access, and digital payment systems have opened up new opportunity for farmers and rural entrepreneurs. Through e-commerce, rural producers can sell their goods directly to consumers, bypassing middlemen. Platforms on eNaam, Amazon Saheli, and other agritech startups are connecting villages to national and even global markets. Digital literacy is also growing, allowing rural youth to explore remote jobs, online services, and digital entrepreneurship. However, the digital divide remains. A lack of connectivity and skills still excludes many communities from these benefits. When access improves, digital and e-commerce innovations have the power to reduce isolation, improve incomes, and create new livelihoods. One of the sectors where this digital and market connectivity has shown great promise is rural tourism. Tourism has become an important driver of rural non-farm growth. Rural areas attract visitors with their culture, handicrafts, natural beauty, and traditional practices. This has revived interest in folk art, weaving, pottery, and local cuisine. Villages now sell handicrafts, host homestays, and organize cultural programs for tourists. In states like Rajasthan and Kerala, rural tourism has significantly boosted local incomes while preserving heritage. Tourism also creates employment for women and youth, offering alternatives to migration. By linking heritage with income, it makes culture a living part of the economy. While non-farm activities are promising, they also challenge that must be addressed for the long-term success. Despite growth, non-farm activities face hurdles. Access to finance is limited. Markets are often fragmented, and rural entrepreneurs struggle with inadequate infrastructure. Skill gaps and lack of training also limit productivity. Many rural products cannot compete with urban or imported goods due to poor quality control or packaging. Tourism faces its own risks, such as seasonality and over-dependence on external visitors. Without proper planning, it may even harm local culture and environment. Overcoming these challenges requires investment, training, and strong linkages with larger value chain. Let us now summarize the key takeaways and identify the next steps for rural non-farm activities. Non-farm activities are vital for diversifying rural incomes, reducing poverty, and creating opportunities for women and youth. They range from handicrafts and MSMEs to digital services and tourism. The key takeaways are clear. Non-farm activities complement agriculture rather than replace it. They reduce risk and make rural households more resilient. Government support, digital access, and skill development are crucial for success. The next step is to integrate non-farm sectors more deeply into national markets and policies, ensuring that rural areas are not left behind in India's growth story. With this in mind, let us turn to the broader strategies that rural households use to secure their livelihoods. Rural livelihoods are shaped by a combination of farming and non-farm work, migration and support systems. No single strategy can guarantee stability, which is why most families diversify. Livelihood strategies are also influenced by access to assets, education, policies, and institutions. Families with land or skills have better resilience, while landless or unskilled remain vulnerable. Understanding these strategies helps us design better interventions that are realistic and community-specific. One common strategy is the integration of multiple activities into a single livelihood system. Integrated livelihood systems allow rural households to combine farming with other sources of income. For example, a family may cultivate crops, rare livestock, run a small shop alongside. This approach spreads risk and ensures year-round stability. If one activity underperforms, others can still support the family. Integrated systems also make for better use of resources. For instance, crop residues can be used as fodder for animals, and animal waste can be used as manure for fields. Such systems show the creativity and adaptability of rural households in managing uncertainty. But even integrated systems face shocks and risks, which households must learn to manage effectively. Rural households face many risks: droughts, floods, crop failure, market price crashes, and even health emergencies. Because incomes are uncertain and savings are limited, these shocks can push families deeper into poverty. To manage risks, households diversify income sources, build social networks, and rely on informal credit systems. Government interventions like crop insurance and relief programs also play a role, though they are not always effective or timely. Community support is another mechanism. Families often share resources or labor during crisis, ensuring survival even in difficult times. Managing risk is not about eliminating uncertainty, but also about reducing vulnerability and improving resilience. One of the most common strategies rural households use to manage risk is migration and remittance. Migration is both a challenge and an opportunity in rural India. Many young people move to cities for work, sending remittance back home. This remittance often forms a significant part of household income, helping pay for food, education, and healthcare. Migration reduces pressure on local resources, provides exposure to new ideas and skills. However, it also disrupts families leaving villages without a strong youth workforce. For example, in states like Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, remittance forms a vital part of rural economy, though at the cost of family separation. Migration is therefore a double-edged sword, supporting rural households financially but raising social challenges. A more sustainable way to secure livelihoods lies in building assets that support long-term stability. Assets are the foundation of livelihood security. Land, livestock, tools, and housing all provide stability and resilience. Families with assets are better able to survive shocks and invest in future opportunities. Asset building programs such as housing schemes, livestock distribution, and rural electrification help households move from survival to growth. Social assets like education and skills are equally important for enabling mobility into better jobs. when rural households build assets, they create a base for long-term security, reducing their vulnerability to seasonal changes or crisis. Alongside asset building, adopting modern technologies is another way rural households strengthen their livelihoods. Technology adoption has become central to improving rural productivity. Farmers are adopting improved seeds, irrigation methods, farm machinery, and digital tools. Mobile phones connect them to markets, weather forecasts, and advisory services. These technologies increase efficiency and reduce uncertainty. For example, drip irrigation saves water and improves yields, while mobile apps provide timely information on crop prices. However, technology adoption remains uneven. Small farmers may struggle with cost, access, and training. Bridging this gap is critical to ensure all households benefit from modern tools. Institutions and government programs provide the framework for rural development. Initiatives like MNREGA, NRLM, crop insurance schemes, and microfinance strengthen livelihood and security. Farmer produce organizations and cooperatives also provide institutional support, helping farmers access credit, training, and markets. Government agencies create safety nets, while NGOs and private players bring innovation and last-mile delivery. The effectiveness of this support depends on strong coordination, awareness, and implementation. When institutions function well, they provide the stability rural households need to grow. Alongside the formal support, community-led initiatives like self-help groups and NGOs empower people from the bottom up. Self-help groups, SHGs, or NGOs have transformed rural communities. By organizing women, providing microcredit, and building local enterprises, SHGs have created economic independence and collective confidence. NGOs play a complementary role, offering training, awareness, and advocacy for vulnerable groups. These grassroots organizations succeed because they build trust within communities and foster participation. For example, in Andhra Pradesh, women-led SHGs have managed dairy cooperatives, improving both income and nutrition for families. Empowerment through SHGs and NGOs show that development is not only about top-down policies, but also about bottom-up energy. Taken together, these perspectives highlight the need for a holistic approach to rural livelihoods. Rural livelihoods cannot rely on a single approach. They require a holistic perspective that integrates farming, non-farm activities, migration, asset building, technology, and institutional support. Development must address economic, social, and environmental dimensions together. Only then can rural communities become resilient, inclusive, and sustainable. The key message is clear. Rural India is not static, it is evolving. By strengthening both farm and non-farm activities, empowering communities, and promoting sustainability, the rural economy can become a driver of India's future growth. This concludes our discussion on the rural economy and sets the stage for deeper exploration in the next chapter. Thank you very much. This is Vaibhav Saman from Rewa Saha Farms.